This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, so the president went to Kentucky to visit the damage by the tornadoes. Absolutely devastation. Towns wiped right off the map. And so he was there. And people were cheering him on. It was wonderful. You know, they were shouting and cheering and... But they can't remember his name. They keep calling him Brandon. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being the most powerful guy on the planet and people call you by another name? They can't remember your name? Absolutely true. It really happened just that way. We're talking about rear differentials and the difference between an open versus a limited slip differential. And Kyle, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. He was greeted all three states. That he visited was greeted with "Let's go, Brandon," and rightfully so, I might add. Anyway, back to differentials. So one's called an open, and one's called a locking differential. They call it, or a limited slip. It's called either way. I've heard it practically my whole life. So in an open differential, and you've got a two-wheel drive pickup truck, and you put it in drive. And you are, let's say you're sitting on ice on the highway and you apply, pressure to your gas pedal. You're trying to get going. The right rear tire gets most of the torque from the engine, and it will, if it's really slippery, that one's going to turn and the other one is not. That accomplishes, two things, one positive and one not so positive. One is that the left-hand tire, the left rear tire, will keep your rear end going straight because it's not torquing, it's not spinning on the ice. The right rear tire is trying to provide you momentum to get going. The downside of that is that you only have one tire pushing you. In a locking or a limited slip differential, there is the gearing is set up inside of the pumpkin, the rear there, that it applies torque to both tires. Now, if you're very careful and wise and you apply gas very gently, if you're on ice, that's what we're referring to here right now, and you've got both tires spinning, you can get going very well, much easier, because you have twice as much momentum pushing you forward. But if you give it too much gas, then both rear tires will break loose, and then you don't have anything tracking. It's also critical with a limited slip or locking rear differential that your two rear tires are exactly the same. Same brand, same size, same tread design. Everything is the same. It's the same as an all-wheel drive type car. If you don't, then you have the clutching system that they put into the limited slip rear end is going to be trying to compensate all the time, and you will burn it up. It also, if you do decide to get, if you do have a truck with a limited slip rear end, it takes a special additive that goes in the limited slip rear end to lubricate it. But I'm sure you have more to add to that, Ben.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So class, to cut to the chase, the limited versus open slip differential, it is the function of the slipping during different conditions. So the open differential transmits the torque to the wheel that's encountering the least resistance. And the limited slip transfers the power to the wheels with the most traction. So what really happens with the open differential, whichever wheel's going to slip, that's the one that gets the power, which is exactly what you don't want on ice or snow. So my first choice, my 1968 AMX, has limited slip differential, and I really like it that way. But not everybody does. And I like limited slip differential on our pickup trucks. Now, I have a pickup truck that has an open differential. I'm not too crazy about that, because when I'm driving across the field, I really want, you know, the soft grass. I really want the wheels that have the most traction to get the most power. I don't want to send power to the wheel that's going to slip. And if you've noticed this, in the past class, where you see a rear-wheel drive car trying to get out of a parking space, for example, and the wheel's spinning, you think, gosh, what's up with that? It's on ice. The power is going to the wheel all it has to do is shift the power to the other wheel and they get moving. But that doesn't happen because it has a standard or an open differential. So the synonyms are standard differential equals open differential. Limited slip, if the car had limited slip differential, it probably wouldn't be stuck, because the power would be to the wheel that has the most traction, which is exactly what you want. But why is it that vehicles come with an open differential? Because it's cheaper. It's cheaper, and for many purposes, except for ice and snow, it's fine. But when you're driving across a field, as I do, or you're driving in the ice and snow, as Kyle is, you probably want something else, like limited slip. But you have to be careful, okay? You actually have to know how to drive. And so to fix that problem, all-wheel drive. That's why all-wheel drive's out there, because people don't know how to drive. So what that does is it kind of compensates for poor abilities behind the steering wheel. And we'll talk about that in a minute. So the bottom line is, in my world, for knowing that I'm going to get stuck every once in a while in the mud and in the soft fields, and sometimes we live on a dirt road, a limited slip is the way to go. Because when I take out my pickup truck in a field, the rear wheels spin, and I don't like that. So, limited slip is the way to go if you have a two-wheel drive vehicle. But when it comes to tires, well, let's talk about four-wheel drive first, and then we'll talk about all-wheel drive, and then we'll talk about the tires and the requirements, because we still have 45 minutes. So, the next thing is, why is it that all vehicles don't have four-wheel drive? Why is that? Kyle, do you want to talk about that as someone who's been in the service department of a dealership? Why is it that all vehicles don't have four-wheel drive?
Well, just like you said, with the limited slip compared to the open differential, it's cheaper. You know, that you can, manufacturers, and you have to realize this, they're going to get by with what they can do to sell cars and make the most profit. That's what it boils down to, in my opinion. But also, excuse me, in most areas, like if you're down south and you're pretty much always on the highway, and that's all you do, and there's no, you know, pretty much too much other than rain that you're really going to deal with, you don't really need four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. You can get by fine with front-wheel drive or even rear-wheel drive if you know how to drive. You know, and most people in the, I'd say, southern half of the United States can get by without having four-wheel drive. As long as you're just going to be driving on the highway, you're fine. The four-wheel drives are more expensive to build. All-wheel drives are more expensive to build, and there's more moving parts. And so, you know, you're going to have more maintenance with them as well. Anyway, your thoughts, Vince, on what your which way you want to go with that?
Yeah, okay. So when you have more than two wheels driving a vehicle, whether it be front-wheel drive or rear-wheel drive, when you have four-wheel drive, either four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, it's more expensive. And what happens is there's an additional gearbox that will transmit power from the rear wheels, from just the rear wheels, to the front wheels also. So a four-wheel drive is really the heaviest duty version of the drive system. A lighter duty version of that would be all-wheel drive. So if you're wondering which is stronger, beefier, more powerful, it's going to be four-wheel drive. All-wheel drive is lighter duty. And that, so you might find an all-wheel drive configuration in an automobile rather than in a truck. A truck would probably be mostly two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. So four-wheel drive is like taking another rear axle, in many cases, and turning it around and putting it on the front wheels, but allowing the wheels to steer. So it's more complicated than the rear axle differential system, and it's heavier, and it has beefier axles, it can handle more weight, etc. Now the Dodge that we have two 1999 Dodge pickup trucks, four-wheel drive, absolutely rugged, tough four-wheel drive system. So what happens is if you're driving along normally, there's a lever on the floor, a gear shift lever, and you will be in two-wheel drive, rear drive, or two-wheel high range, meaning the rear wheels are pushing. If you get in a situation and you're going 35 miles an hour or less, and all of a sudden it gets slippery, you can reach down with your right hand and pull this short lever into four-wheel drive. That engages mechanically the front axles, and the front wheels will pull, and the rear wheels will push. And it's a great setup. And sometimes you need that when you're on gravel. Sometimes you need it when you're ice and snow. Sometimes you need it when you're in the field and it's slippery. But there's a lot more moving mass, a lot more moving iron and steel, a lot more complexity, a lot more friction, and a lot more parasitic and rolling drag in the four-wheel drive system, and more weight. So, as Kyle said, it costs more, and it costs more to just carry that around with you. So you're going to lose a couple miles per gallon by having one of these four-wheel drive versus two-wheel drive setups, for sure. And you might have, you know, more expense in maintenance, you know, the hubs, the bearings, etc., seals. But it's a great way to go for the long run, in my opinion, if you have a farm. It's probably the only way to go if you have a farm, to have a four-wheel drive. And absolutely, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. But you don't want to use four-wheel drive on dry pavement because you'll destroy the transfer case and the four-wheel drive system. You only want to use it in slippery conditions like grass, dirt.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, here's a simple experiment to try. We're teaching a class about tires and wheels and speed differentials, etc., speeds and differentials. So here's what you do. So you and someone in your house, you go outside and you imagine, let's say, an 8-foot circle. Okay? And then you stand on that circle in your mind, and you have someone stand right next to you, let's say to your side, okay? And then you walk around the circle, and the person that's with you tries to keep up with you. Now, you're walking along the inside of the circle, which is, let's say, 8 feet, 10 feet in diameter, and that other person is walking right next to you, keeping up with you. So you're the inside wheel, and they're the outside wheel. And so you walk at a brisk pace, and you'll find that they're having a tough time keeping up with you because they have to go faster. That's what happens with the wheels. The inside tire, when you're turning, goes at a slower speed than the outside. And you'll see that with that little experiment that I just mentioned. Okay. So that being the case, you'll find that... give me one second, please. You'll find out that that's why you have to have a differential. And that's why so because the tires and wheels are going at a different speed, they wear differently against each other. Okay, so four-wheel drive is like having two limited slip differentials. So really, all the tires want to go at the same speed, and they could fight each other. So that's why you need to be on a not dry surface when you're in four-wheel drive, because you'll tear up the tires, they'll be fighting each other, and they're all trying to go the same speed. And they can't, because the outside wheels are going, actually traveling more distance than the inside wheels. So you only want to use four-wheel drive when you're on a slippery surface. Now, four-wheel drive transfer cases also provide, most of the time, all the ones that I know of, provide, including my 1950 Ford Willys Jeep, provided the option for low. So you had two speeds, low and high. So low is if you're pulling a really heavy load, you're not going to go fast. If you can hit, you know, 20 miles an hour top speed in low range, that'd be pretty high. That'd be pretty fast. So it gives you a lot more power to apply to the wheels, but you're not going to go very fast. So there's low range four-wheel drive, and then in the high range, which is normal, you have the choice between two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. That's the hot setup, in my opinion. Now, for a car, you could have all-wheel drive. Now, all-wheel drive is a lighter-duty version of four-wheel drive, except it's in all-wheel drive all the time. And you can operate it on slippery surfaces, and you can operate it on dry surfaces, ice, snow, rain, all of it. But it's more susceptible to damage. It requires computer control, and the tires absolutely, positively have to be exactly the same make, model, and amount of wear. So if you have one ball tire and they're all the same make, model, and brand, I'm sorry, make and model, and one of them is bald, you know, I'm exaggerating, that's going to be the smallest diameter, okay, because you've worn off the part of the tread. So they're going to be traveling at different speeds. And if there's more than 2/32 of an inch difference between any of the tires, you'll destroy the transfer case. Kyle?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Vince. You know, Subaru has probably, from my years of experience, Subaru has probably one of the best all-wheel drive systems that there is as far as durability. The only time in my life that I have ever seen a all-wheel drive transmission / transfer case setup go burn up in a Subaru was when the lady that had the car had a flat, and she knew how to change the tire, but the tire that she put on there was smaller than the other tires. And she had to go about 60 miles. And by the time she got there, the transfer case was clunking, and it really seriously ruined the transfer case, the little transmission. And it's the only time I ever seen that on a Subaru.
That's a really good point. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Those who are fortunate enough to have a spare at all, and some of them are donuts and they're really small.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dale Ho, President Biden's judicial nominee for the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York, claims in 2018 that the Electoral College is anti-democratic.
Lots of practices that are anti-democratic, that entrench in some ways minority rule in this country, and I'm talking about things like, you know, the Senate, the Electoral College, and the maldistribution of political power that results from those institutions.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday denounced her hometown San Francisco's rampant smash-and-grab looting as absolutely outrageous.
It's absolutely outrageous. Obviously, it cannot continue. But the fact is that there is an attitude of lawlessness in our country that springs from I don't know where. Maybe you do. And we cannot have that lawlessness become the norm.
We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
President Biden's social spending bill, Build Back Better, has lost its momentum. Now Democrats want to turn their attention to federalizing elections in America. Democrat Congressman Jake Auchincloss on MSNBC.
I've only been in Congress for a year, but even in this last year, I have seen that no legislation is ever fully done until it's on the president's desk, nor is it fully dead when you've got somebody like Nancy Pelosi in charge in the House or our Senate colleagues working on it in the Senate. So it's not dead. It's clearly stalled. Senator Manchin has been clear for the last several months that he has grave concerns about the bill. There's no surprises there. He's still working on it with the president, I think in good faith negotiations. But it cannot be an obstruction to passing voting rights before the new year.
The push to shut down another energy pipeline in Michigan has begun.
The lawsuit from Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration seeks to shut down the Enbridge Energy Pipeline that supplies natural gas to Michigan, Canada, and Wisconsin. Last month, a federal judge agreed with Enbridge that litigation over Whitmer's order belongs in federal court. On Wednesday, Enbridge moved to shift an earlier lawsuit to federal court as well, which the Whitmer administration has vowed to fight. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
After 13 NFL games, the Jacksonville Jaguars fired head coach Urban Meyer last night amid a turbulent first season. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One or today's hot.
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just have a request of you. Do you like this kind of programming? Is it too in-depth? Is it not in-depth enough? Are we opening your eyes to something that you want to know about? Are we boring you? We have an email address. It goes to me. And it's USAprepares@outlook.com. USAprepares outlook.com, USA, P-R-E-P-A-R-E-S, at outlook.com. One word, USA Prepares is one word. And I'd like to know what you think of the kind of teaching that Kyle and I are doing right now. Just as an aside, that donut spare tire is not the same size. It's not the same diameter. If you rotate it one revolution, it does not go the same distance as the other three wheels that are on the vehicle when you install that spare tire donut. That means that the differential is fighting itself. If it's all-wheel drive, that one wheel is fighting all the other three, and it will destroy your all-wheel drive system, and that'll probably cost more than the car is worth to fix it, literally, if you drive it a significant distance. That donut is designed to get you off the road. That's it. It is not the spare tire for the next week. It is literally damaging your vehicle to save your life. That's what it's doing. And the less distance you go with it, the less damage you're going to do to your vehicle. Period. So when you buy tires and the tire salesman says, well, you're in luck. We don't have exactly your size, but we got one this close. He's not doing you a favor. He's destroying your car slowly. Your driveline. And one other thought. Well, Kyle, do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And we're speaking about all-wheel drive cars. But anymore, yes. I haven't run into a tire shop around here anyway. I'm sure there are. But I haven't run into any of them that will put a different size tire on an all-wheel drive vehicle. Most of them will stop you right then and say, nope, sorry, you get to buy four brand new tires is what you get to do. And they'll all say the same thing because their liability, if they put on this oddball size tire and your car destroys the transfer case setup in there, they're liable. So they won't do it.
Yeah. So here's a long-term plan. So when I buy tires, and remember, we have a little tire shop here. When I buy tires, and the reason I'm saying that is I pay less than retail. And we put them on ourselves so we don't have to pay for the mounting and balancing. I might buy five or six tires for the car that needs four for our own personal use. And the reason is, if let's say we just bought four, and let's say they had 50% life left, and one of them got a road hazard. Something was in the road, and it couldn't be avoided, or we didn't see it, or it wasn't obvious, and we slashed the tire, and now we need a new tire. How do I get a new tire that is 50% worn out? Because if it's an all-wheel drive vehicle, all the tires need to match in wear, make, and model, and tire pressure most of the time. So that being the case, when you talk to that tire salesman and he tells you that you need four tires because one of them blew, you're going to say, well, that's crazy, right? Well, if you bought five tires and you rotate that spare in because you bought another wheel to go with it, and you rotate that spare fifth tire in, and you wear it out the same as the other four, now you don't have to buy a new set of tires. And if you have six, you can get another spare wheel. And you can probably, well, unless you're Kyle, you're going to have to spend a little bit more for a set of spare wheels. I do not want to be in a race with Kyle to find the least expensive, good quality wheels because he'll beat me every time. But around here, it costs about $50 for a used good wheel. That's what they cost around here. So, and I bought them. I bought it for a couple of our vehicles. We have a complete set of four extra wheels. Why? In case one gets dented. banged up in case we have to swap a whole set of tires, or tires and wheels together. So that's what we do, and that's my approach. Any comments about buying, if you're going to buy a fifth one, Kyle, and have a spare wheel and rotate it in?
Absolutely. And if you live in cold climates and you're going to run studs in the winter, like none of my vehicles, and I have four that are in constant use, so all of them have one set of tires and rims with studded tires, and all of them have a set of regular wheels in that are summer tires. And for every set of those that I have another rim and a full size tire that I use, that I keep in both cars and both trucks that are the same size. And they get rotated whenever I change out the tires. They get rotated right in there with the rest of them because of exactly what Vince was saying. If one tire blows, I don't have any all-wheel drive cars. I went away from those a few years ago. I just decided I get by just fine with front-wheel drive vehicles and four-wheel drive trucks. But for the trucks, I want to make sure that if I've got tires there and one blows, I've got one that's exactly been used in the same realm. It's interesting you mentioned those rims and tires. I just bought a whole nother set of studded snow tires for my Camry at a guy that does salvage and everything. I bought all four of those for $100. Tires and rims, and the tires look like new. I bet they don't have 3,000 miles on them. I was really stunned. But anyway, I was just, because I look for that kind of stuff all the time, Vince. I will say this too, folks. If you've got a car, and you've got, say, let's just pick a number, 185/70 14-inch tires. Let's just pick those for ease of doing it. But you don't have, and this is your studded tires that you've got on there right now, and you have the same make, 185/70 14 on rims, that are street tires. Now, I'm not talking about an all-wheel drive vehicle, okay? I'm talking about a front-wheel drive vehicle right now. Whatever you do, like Vince said, that donut is not the same size as your car tire. And I done it many, many, many years ago. I yank those things out, and I give them to the wrecking yard, or I'll trade them for another rim or trade them for a tire, a spare tire or something, because there are people, for some reason, still want to have them things. But I hate them. And so I put, had five, I would take, like, my summer tire. If it was the winter time and I had all four studded tires on there, I check the summer tire to make sure that it's the same size, and then I will roll both of those tires onto a flat surface, like on a concrete part of my shop, and look at them and put a ruler across them and make sure they're exactly the same size. And if they are, or I can find another spare, even if it's not studded, to put in the trunk for a spare tire, or to keep for a spare in case we have a flat or something, I will keep one of those in the trunk. And even if it won't even fit in the little place where the donut would fit, down in that well in the trunk, I will put that in the trunk anyway, because that's what I carry. I am just not going to use those donuts. I hate them with a passion. They practically have no protection. If you're in gravel or something like that, they get eat up fast. So that's my suggestion, and that's what I've done for, I don't know, 35 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here's another thing, class. Snow tires are designed for cold weather. I mean, it sounds obvious, right? But there's a reason why I'm telling you this. Snow tires have a different rubber compound than traditional highway tread tires. highway tread tires are designed for warmer temperatures, generally speaking. So snow tires are designed to flex and not be stiff in cold weather, which means that as the weather warms up, they become even more flexible, which means that they wear out really fast in warm weather. So it's not advisable, if you want your snow tires to last a long time and use them next year and the year after, don't use them in warm weather. Kyle?
Yeah, agreed. And also, I don't know what they do in Missouri, Vince, but in Montana here, they have a process on the roads. They'll put new asphalt down on, say, a 20-mile stretch of road or whatever, and then they have a process called chip sealing. And what that does is it puts little tiny rocks with an epoxy that glues that sort of, for lack of a better term, glues them to the asphalt on top, and it protects the asphalt. But what that will do is that eats away at rubber much faster than smooth asphalt. But I don't know if they do that in Missouri, but they do that here in Montana, and they have 60,000 mile tires that have come with a warranty. A guy at Costco actually in the tire shop told me this and said some people literally, and he had told Costco about it, about those particular tires. But he said any tire that you pick, if you pick a all season, tire that's got 60,000 miles on it, if you keep the receipts and the tire is down below, 230 seconds and it gets there before 60,000 miles, they will prorate that tire. And living here in Montana with the chip sealing on the roads, those cars will be lucky to get 30,000 miles out of a set of tires around here with all the chip sealing. But I don't, like I said, I don't know what they do in Missouri.
No, they do that. They do that kind of thing. Yeah, they do that kind of thing here. So think about it like this, class. Think about the road surface being like sandpaper, okay? And, you know, the rougher the sandpaper, the more, if you're using it to sand wood, the more wood you're going to remove and turn into dust, right? Sawdust. Well, the same thing is with the road. The rougher the road, the faster it's going to wear out your tires. So think about the road like sandpaper, different grits of sandpaper, smooth and really rough. So that's what happens to your tires. It's the road that chews them up. Chews up that rubber tire into little tiny bits that go airborne. They used to be on your tire, but now they're in the air. We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
The class so to quickly recap so far. The bottom line is, if you can, make sure that all your tires, for generally speaking, whether it be all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, regardless, if you can, the best recommendation that I have is make sure all the tires are the same make and model, and you'll be and wear, if you can. That's the best, safest way to go. And next thing is, look up on the internet tire rotation plan, and it'll tell you if you have four tires how to rotate them. It'll tell you if you have all-wheel drive how to do that, four-wheel drive how to do that, rear-wheel drive how to do that, front-wheel drive how to do that. If you have five tires, you know, a spare, it'll tell you how to do that. Okay, because they may be different based on whether it's two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, you know, etc. All right, so look up tire rotation pattern. That would be a way to do it, or a plan. That would be the way to go. Also, the differential fluid, you need to change it. And you need to use a top quality brand and the exact kind. And if you have limited slip differential, which is also known as torque command, I believe it's called torque command. There's another one called Posi Traction. You need to use this special additive unless it's built into the fluid. Now, there's Gear Oil 90. There's Gear Oil 75W90. There's Gear Oil 75W140. And if you have a four-wheel drive, the front axle may be a different fluid from the rear one. So make sure you find out what your vehicle requires. And the recommendation for most manufacturers is to change it between 30 and 60,000 miles. I can almost assure you that no one in class has done that, because we don't get reminded to do that. Who even thinks of changing it? So, 30 to 60,000 miles. And to do it right, you need to take that differential cover off the rear end of a rear-wheel drive vehicle. You need to take that off so that you can mop up all of the oil and all of the metal particles that might be in there and wash out the differential cover. and get all of the microscopic particles of metal out of there. It's a messy job. And it, I don't know what it would cost. It probably cost an hour and a half of labor, whatever that is, plus the fluid, plus the differential gasket. If you have four-wheel drive, multiply that times two. So those are a couple quick thoughts. Kyle, any comments about that? And then I've got a couple of comments about gas tanks.
No, you're exactly right, Ben. Just take care of that kind of stuff, folks. And about the rotation of your tires, sometimes it's in the owner's manual of your vehicle. It'll tell you which how the factory wants set out for you to rotate the tires. Go ahead, Vince.
Okay, next thing. Now, if you're going to be using equipment, let's say it's a tractor, and if you're going to be using that equipment over the winter and it's gas-powered, you want to keep that gas tank full. And here's why. Because let's say it's half full and the weather's cold. What happens is that gas tank becomes cold because the weather outside is cold. And when the weather's cold, it causes the air inside the gas tank, which is going to be half. If you have half fuel and half air in the tank, the half that's air has moisture in the air. That moisture will condense on the cold surfaces on the inside of the gas tank. So water droplets will form every day. And over time, you'll have more and more water. And that, if you have a metal gas tank, will rust it out. Absolutely for sure. There'll be rust. The rust will plug up the fuel filter. And you can actually have a hole in your gas tank. Now, if you have a diesel, same thing, except, well, it's the same thing, except you're using diesel fuel. So keep the tank almost full, like 90% full, and that will prevent most of the moisture from forming. Now, some diesel fuel filters have a little tap on the bottom, a drain plug, where you can drain out some of the water that accumulates in the fuel filter as you use the equipment. Now, if you don't use the equipment, you want to empty the gas tank of the gas-powered equipment. If it's like a lawnmower, you want to run that out of fuel. That way, you won't ruin the carburetor. Any comments, Kyle?
Yeah, you know, if you've ever had a diesel truck with a fuel filter that's got that little petcock on the bottom of it to let the water run out, it'll stun you how much water is actually in that the bottom of that fuel filter if in through the winter and or even through a month of the winter if you don't keep that tank full, because it's okay, really yep. And it's critical to diesels. They don't run good on water.
Mm-hmm. One drop can stop a diesel engine cold, no kidding, literally. And about warranties on some Chinese products, I bought when I was in the computer manufacturing business and consulting business, had a customer, had a bunch of customers that needed network switches. So I looked around for the best switch, best warranty, and I found some that were manufactured in China. They all were. They had a lifetime guarantee. The first one failed after about 9 months, and I called the manufacturer and I said it failed. And they said, "Oh, what's the?" Serial number, and they said it's out of warranty. And I said, no, and it's got a lifetime warranty. And they said, "You don't understand. That lifetime warranty is not your lifetime, Mr. Finelli. It's the lifetime of the product line. So as long as we're manufacturing it, it's guaranteed. But when we change that part number, it's out of warranty." And they change it like every 6 months. So warranties are not what you think. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us. Class, USA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.